Good morning, everyone, and a very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today is Thursday, the 13th of November, and we now have a conclusion to the U.S. government shutdown, which is great news. So we can start scheduling back in the release of the data that we've missed for the last 40, I think it's 41 days in total. So with this in mind, this was a sort of a potentially a little bit of a driver of market narrative over the course of this week. We're in two very good dollar weakness trades, which are performing well now. And we're going to see if we can maximize returns on those trades, mitigate risk on them. And yeah, let's see if we can close these out and finish with another successful week under the belt. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Now, we've also had a move in markets like gold to the upside, which is basically our dollar trade, our dollar weakness trade. We've had a big, strong move there in gold. And we've had a move to the downside in U.S. oil. So we're getting sharp moves in relatively short periods of time. However, we are participating in that gold strength trade basically through weakness in the U.S. dollar, which is what we've been sort of tentatively looking at. But we're in profit in those trades, and we're hopefully going to close those out fairly shortly. Okay, so listen, on that note, let's get into it, shall we? We'll start, of course, with our risk warning. So good morning, everyone. Welcome. You're all very welcome indeed. Just as a quick introduction, all profitable trades need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So trade selection, very important feature. Then the levels in which we trade, which are your entries and your exits. How do you manage risk? Your ability to manage a trade. So now, once we're in a bit of a forward-moving market where we're making profit on those trades, you want to really see whether you want to have that exposure in the trade, because as we know, these markets can turn around very, very quickly. And then trading psychology. So all very important features of trading financial markets, of course. So we address these considerations every day in a live trade room, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's get into it. From a news-driven perspective, there's been very little so far this week. So Monday was pretty quiet. Tuesday, we had some really weak UK job numbers, bank holiday in France and North America. Yesterday, just a series of central bankers. We had quite a few of them in these markets. What we did get was that 10-year bond auction. Still very, very little movement, really, from US bond yields, that we're not seeing any kind of reaction to, I suppose, the overall backdrop currently. The US went out and with the 10-year bond auction. And what we can see from this, if I just scroll down just a little bit more, is the rate is coming down slightly from the previous month's 10-year bond auction. But also the demand is decreasing ever so slightly as well. So that's an interesting dynamic. We were interested to see would we get a bit of a move out of US bond yields, and the answer is no. So not particularly. So look, we've had a bit of a rally. Well, pretty much we've had some significant weakness in the dollar, which is actually what we're trading. But we've had a bit of a boost in the Aussie numbers, with an increase in the employment change number and actually a decrease in the unemployment rate. So a bit of a surprise, positive news for the Aussie dollar, and we've seen the Aussie rally against the dollar as a result. However, not so good for the UK, coming in GDP month on month, coming in negative territory. Quarter on quarter, it's looking flatter as well. Got a lot of sort of negative data coming out of the UK. So, So we'll have a look at the pound in just a moment. The only thing really for this afternoon, again, we've got a few more central bankers speaking to markets. Mortgage delinquency numbers will be interesting to see. I'm not sure we'll get those numbers. The government is now back, so we should be able to schedule some of these data points in now and find out exactly when we should get growth, inflation, job updates. So crude oil inventories would be important for the crude oil markets. Really not, the forecast is not significantly high crude oil inventories, but last time there was a bit of a surprise to the upside coming in significantly higher than what was expected. We're expecting a negative number, and we saw sort of a 7 million barrel swing in inventories. Of course, the more negative this is, the more potential upside it has on prices. The higher the number, the more the downside. And we did get a bit of a downside move yesterday. Okay, you can see nothing of any massive interest tomorrow. It's really about how soon the US government can get back to some form of normality. Just to integrate a bit of analysis around US bond yields. If we've got the 10-year on the left and we've got the 2-year on the right, we have been in a pretty tight range. We bounced off the lows as a result of the previous FOMC. We kind of rallied, spiked, and we've not really made much progress for most of it. Pretty much sitting around 4.1, and same type of analysis around the 2-year, where we've rallied but not made much progress now for the best part of 2 weeks, where we're just sitting at roughly 3.6, and we're just slightly lower for now. So with everything going on, it's the bond markets have taken a bit of a back seat. And so that brings us nicely into the charts. So just to clarify our bias in these markets, I might just document the directional bias we have for these markets. It's very much to the upside for the S&P and the NASDAQ. Took a small winner, I think on Tuesday. And our bias is very much higher in the euro dollar and the Aussie dollar, which are two trades we're currently in. We're seeing some significant dollar weakness now. And hopefully we'll get that rally with the euro dollar. We'll mitigate risk at an absolute minimum. Same with the Aussie dollar. We can remove risk now, taking it. Yesterday's in the euro dollar below yesterday's low, and we can bring it up to today's low for the Aussie dollar. However, we're quite close to taking profit now in the euro dollar, so hopefully we'll close that trade out. And this is the trade we got yesterday in the end. We're kind of partially in the trade with a sort of a stronger view of the dollar, but we were looking, could we kind of get in? It was the 41.49 level, and we did get quite a sizable rally very, very quickly, and further upside expected. Now, another market which we did get a move in the end was the pullback we were looking at yesterday. So we were looking at prices pulled back. If they bounce a little bit, then we'll take the trade. As you can see, what this price did instead was grind higher highs and higher lows, rallied up to the 61.30 level, and then have just flushed lower quite aggressively. And these are 4-hour candlesticks. So difficult price action to work with. However, the overall bias, as you know, over the last number of weeks, in fact, previously has been lower and, you know, further downside expected yet again. So, you know, we can trade within this sort of parameter, further upside for the euro dollar and the Aussie dollar, which will hopefully maximize our returns in those trades. We're not too far away at all from booking in profits on those trades if we get a bit more of an upside move. So hopefully we'll close out the week again in profit, which would be nice. So there's no massive shift in our trade plan to any great extent. So we're still looking at mixed, stroke mild risk on market conditions. Risk more so to do with the bond markets, not really doing anything. They're not pricing in risk and they're not pricing in euphoria. They're just sort of very blandly doing nothing. And whereas the equity markets are looking a little bit more constructive to the upside, and we're certainly getting a bit of follow through in the dollar as a result. So sort of mild risk on, and we got weakness there in US oil. So due to positivity around US government reopening and the AI trade, yeah, it's still very much providing the positivity. Potential future US indices strength, yeah, we'll see if we can still get a move higher. Dollar weakness is intact. US oil sell below $60, which we're now below that $60 level again, and gold looking to buy above the 41.49. So it just means for these markets, you would kind of want to try and get a bit of a pullback. So you spend an awful lot of time doing very little, and then 2 or 3 hours you get really explosive price action. Same type of dynamic in US oil, and then we're now down to $58. So you kind of need a bit of a pullback really to start selling, which we very well may get. And if we get that, we could start sell around the $60 level again. So it's still suitable to say, look, we want to be sellers below $60 and we want to be buyers above the 41.49. We don't always get the right opportunity. We don't always get the opportunity to get into the right trade at the right time. So look, that's today's trade plan. It's we don't really need to move too far from what we've been saying all week. So with that in mind, let's see if we can add into it, book in profit, mitigate risk, do all those good things that we like to practice. And yeah, we'll try and maximize returns on those dollar pairs, and let's see how we get on. So narrative is based around this risk on trade, US indices higher, dollar lower. Nothing really out of the bond yields, and a bit of a rally in gold again, which is no major surprise. Right, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. And those of you that are joining us for the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting there in just a few minutes' time. Well, actually about 5 minutes' time. So we'll see you there very shortly if you can join us. Right, thanks, everyone. Listen, on that note, take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.